The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Are you looking?
Some nights are simply destined to take place, and they're bound to be electric. That's the type of evening we have in front of us tonight. After a strange season and a disrupted conference tournament, we finally reached the league's pinnacle game. The preseason favorites have survived the opening round gauntlet to square off in the highly anticipated District 6A Boys Championship. Rob Edwards has led his Clay County Bulldogs to an almost perfect 22-2 record. They've won 15 straight games and have yet to be bested by a conference foe. Meanwhile, Joseph Eminette has guided his Pickett County Bobcats into the title game, assembling a strong 18-6 record to this point. These two teams represent what small-town basketball is all about. Sound fundamentals, celebrated players, experienced coaches, and communities that bleed their team's colors. From here, in the heart of Bulldog Country, it's time for the District 6A Championship.
To fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our second Bulldog coverage of the postseason. We're atop the bleachers of Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong and I'll call the exciting action tonight. Soon we'll be joined by former head coach Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by the Horizon Sports Network's very own all-tournament MVP, Thomas Weaver.
I always wanted to win one of those.
You just did.
Yeah, good to be here with you, Daniel. For our second title fight in as many nights, we went to one at Clark Range last night. Didn't really go our way. But, you know, the Dogs got here by manhandling a good Jackson County team, and now they're going to have their hands full again with bitter rival Figure County.
It's going to be good, but I'm excited.
I am, too. Can't wait for it. None of this will be possible, of course, without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've got a packed gym here tonight, and we're here with them because of those folks. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon. We hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County for the district title here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out till next week, we'll just summarize the Dogs' semifinal win over Jackson County. After a slow start due to not playing in 2 weeks, the Dogs caught fire in the second quarter and outscored the Blue Devils 22-9 to gain control. And they did it behind knockdown jumpers from sophomore Keaton Arms and an 8-0 run to close out the first half, which featured a rim-shaking dunk from Mr. Basketball finalist Grant Strong. That flurry put Clay County ahead 30-16 at the break, and the Dog D shut down Jackson County's Big Three, holding them to 10 points or less each in that contest. Strong then put the nail in the Blue Devil coffin with 14 in the third, and the Dawgs cruised into the title game tonight with a 69-47 win. How a surprising outcome in that one.
They made a really good Jackson County team look pretty average that night during that game.
They did. Strong finished with 26 points. Jeff Spivey had 16. Arms 11. Gunner Silk 8. Andrew Smith 3. Eli Smith 2. John Hamilton 2. And Bryce Bailey 1. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in your Del Hall Horizon, just like we talked about those games. We'll be right back with more of the Carl Crest pregame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Going to go ahead and wrap up the Carquest pregame show with a pretty lengthy full coverage final word about 3 minutes before tip-off here, but this is a big game, a lot of stuff to cover. Ashlock Strong Insurance brings this to us, so Thomas, make sure that you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight, I think the Dawgs need to bring that same defensive effort we saw in the Jackson County game the last time out. You know, Pickett County, not only do they have one 20-point plus threat, but they've got two in the form of Zach Amonette and Hunter Wattenberger, who went off for 29 points against us up there in Birchtown. We're going to need points from Strong and company. But tonight, I think this one kind of falls on the shoulders of Gunner Silk, Eli Smith, and this whole defensive unit. What do you think, Coach Watson?
So, you know, the defense is extremely important. Now, we can't let them get on a run and score a whole bunch of points. And we pretty much showed them now we can play some defense when we need to, because I think maybe our defense actually picked up the second half a little bit, and our offense, of course, picked up considerably. But if we can, we shut down three pretty good ball players the other night against Jackson County, which
sure
is the same task tonight. We're going to have to shut down three pretty good ball players again tonight.
And I'll tell you something else about Wattenberger. To me, his defense, he guarded Grant, and Grant had a big game, no doubt.
Yeah.
But he's fleet of foot, guys. He's a pretty good defender in his own right.
Yes, he is. He's a good all-around basketball player. He'd be a good addition to anyone's team.
Certainly would. Coach, third time this year these squads are meeting. The first time here in Salina, 69-50 in favor of Clay County, a 19-point difference. Then on February 2nd in Birchtown, a 3-point difference, 59-56. And let's just be honest, Zach Amonette played very little in that contest. We have heard since then he was under the weather. So the Bobcats have to be confident coming into this one. They played without their superstar essentially the last time. They've got him back tonight. They're looking to knock off the top seed. What about these third and fourth times you meet the squad during the season?
It's pretty tough, guys. And, I know the years that I was coaching, we used to have a lot of invitational tournaments around Christmas time where they would invite Line if they could, Birdtown, Rickman in those days. And I'd say, no, guys, we're going somewhere else.
Right.
It's tough enough to beat somebody twice in the regular season and then beat them in a district tournament. I said, if you go looking at four and five times a year to get to the state tournament to beat the same team because you happen to be in the same district, it's nearly an impossible task.
Certainly so. Folks, that was the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We are here in Joe Sims Gym. Going to be about 45 seconds or so before they play the national anthem. This is the District 6 championship game. Clay County's had a lot of success in this one. These two teams, Pickett and Clay, meeting for the seventh time in this particular game since Coach Edwards has been in charge of the program here. Clay County 5-1 against Pickett County in District 6A championships under Coach Edwards. Looking at it overall, Clay County seeking their 12th district title under Edwards in the past 18 years. They won their first in 2004 under him. Since then, they've won 10 more, looking to make it 12 tonight.
Well, we go through these records every time we talk about the dominance, but that's even more impressive when you're talking about league titles, Daniel.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and pause, play an ad or so here for the playing of the national anthem, come back and announce the Subway starting lineups here on the Carquest pregame show.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhaugh Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Delhaugh One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show, voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller, down courtside about to announce the starting lineups to the fans that are assembled here in Joe Sims Gym. So we'll go ahead and do the Subway Boys starting lineups for this contest. The visiting team, the Pickett County Bobcats, tonight they wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Joseph Aminette, fifth season overall as a head coach. All of them coming at his alma mater of Pickett County. The Bobcats, 18-6 on this season. They were the number two seed out of District 6A. Starting for Pickett County, a junior, number 15, Zach Aminette. A junior, number 3, Will Aminette. A junior, number 34, Hunter Wattenmarger. A senior, number 1, Slade Copeland. And a junior, number 23, Caleb Wohorn. The Clay County Bulldogs, 22-2 on the season. They have not tasted defeat against the district foe. Went 14-0 during regular season play and won their semifinal game. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 21st season overall, 470 wins to 191 losses. Starting for the number 1 District 6A seed, Clay County Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunner Silk. Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do, Thomas. This is what it's all about. The pinnacle game of the district tournament here in Salina.
Yeah, and this one means a lot. No matter what the postseason regular season, preseason, wherever it is. It's Clay County versus Pecos County, and it doesn't get any better than this, Daniel.
Certainly does not. This is about more than a basketball game. It's about two proud communities colliding here inside a gym in the Upper Cumberland. It happens multiple times every year, and it's always a huge event. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left to get this first half underway. Pecos County going to be shooting at the hoop to our right. Clay County wearing those wide home jerseys, as I mentioned. Pecos County wearing their black travel jerseys. Slade Copeland and Grant Strong going to step in to tip it off, and this one is underway. Strong controls the tip. Spivey comes up with the loose ball, gives off to Gunner Silk, who walks it across the timeline, working against Will Amonette. Swings to Arms, now Smith, back to Silk at right wing. Gunner with it, goes inside to the post. Eli Smith shots up from left block, no good. Rebound, Wattenbarger.
First possession there, looks like they're laying off of Eli Silk, sagging down to try to help on Strong and others.
Wattenbarger with it, left wing, gives to Will Amonette out top. Now Copeland, right wing. Copeland checking out the defense, seeing where he can go. Hands off to Zach Amonette, top of the key. Looks like Eli Smith being granted the chance of defending Zach Amonette tonight. Amonette baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Lowhorn. A second opportunity for the Bobcats early. Wattenbarger, top of the key, defended by Spivey. Clay Kenny playing man early in this one. Lowhorn going to have trouble in the paint with Arms defending him. That's a mismatch in favor of the Bulldogs. It is a bit of a zone, is it not, Thomas?
Yes. Will Amonette knocking down the three. It's straight man. They're just switching on the screens and hedging out as Arms did there. But Amonette popped out when they helped and knocked down that three-pointer.
Will Amonette, the junior point guard, puts the Bobcats in front 3-0. 6:45 mark of this first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Spivey right wing, kicks to Strong, top of the key. Three-pointer a little short off the front of the rim. Will Amonette with the rebound. He's going to come across the timeline with it. Hand off to his brother, Zach. Zach grabs the left side of the lane. Jump shot from left elbow, and he hits it. That was a nice one.
They started out hot, looks like.
5-0 early. Pecos County with the lead. A lot of folks have traveled down from Birdstown. We have a packed house here tonight. Clay County filling out at least one and a half parts of this gym themselves. Bulldogs with the basketball. Strong out top, getting instructions from Coach Edwards, and we see him up early in this one. Also, head coach Joseph Amonette up giving instructions. Strong strip to the ball. Wattenbarger with the steal. He's going to bring it the other way, and the Bobcats come in here to Joe Sims Gym looking to make it a 7 or 8 point lead depending on shot selection. 5-0 the score. 5:50 mark and ticking. Pecos County with the ball. A three-pointer by Amonette. No good. Rebound Strong. He plays quickly across the timeline. Wants to get to the hoop. Decides to turn out to the left wing. Let things develop. Going to dribble back out top. Looks over to Coach Edwards. Edwards sending in the signal. Silk taking over now at the top of the key.
Yeah, basically just man-to-man defense from Pecos County with Caleb Lowhorn staying in the paint, Daniel.
Arms with it at right block. He has it taken away from him. Good defense by Lowhorn and Copeland. Copeland came up with the steal. We've seen Strong lose the handle on the ball. We've seen Arms lose the handle on the ball. Pecos County right now playing crisp. Amonette, three-pointer right wing, no good. 5-0 the score. Strong with the rebound. Clay County needing some points here early to get some momentum going. Strong spins into the paint. 6-foot jumper, good. 5-2 now. Will Amonette quickly looks over to get instruction from his dad on the sideline. Comes down, hands off to Hunter Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger to Zach Amonette, just a weave out Tom. Now Will Amonette fires a three, no good. Rebound Arms. Keaton hands off to Grant Strong. Coach, thoughts early? We're about halfway through the first.
And I hadn't said a word yet. You're all engrossed. Looks like it's going to be a great night of basketball.
Clay County with it, 5-2, Spivey, 10-foot jumper, no good, too strong off the glass, rebound Zach Amonette. Amonette ahead to Wattenbarger, left wing, he fires a three, no good, but a foul call on Spivey. They say he carried his body into Wattenbarger, so we see Hunter Wattenbarger go to the line to shoot three free throws. Spivey with his first personal. Coach, that's something we've seen a lot of in the last few games.
We have to be careful with that. You know, go straight up and try to, you know, make a block after it leaves you. And don't get too, because they're going to flop every time you get near them.
Yeah. And Spivey got pinned down on that one, and he was coming at Wattenbarger and just couldn't hold himself up, you know, when he landed.
Fought through a screen and just had too much momentum. Wattenbarger has hit the first two attempts, has a third one waiting, making the score 7-2. Third attempt's away. Misses that one. Rebound strong. So 7-2 the score. 4:15 mark first quarter. Clay County with the ball. They trail by five. Strong gives up to Arms, who sets up at right elbow. He hands off to Silk. Silk at right wing, working against Will Aminette. Uses an arm screen, jump shot short.
Good pass.
Eli Smith on the rebound and put back.
Got a short shot, but Eli was there ready for it.
Will Aminette quickly to the hoop at the other end. His shot good. 9-4. The team's starting to swap points now. Unfortunately, the Bobcats with a five-point advantage. Strong right wing into the paint. Gets the Smith. Smith shot. No good. Rebound Arms. Keaton puts it back. It's stripped out of his hands and goes out of bounds. They say Keaton touched it last. Pickett County ball. That almost defies the law of physics that could happen, and that timeout's taken there. Coach Edwards wants to stop the bleed and talk to his guys. 3:37 mark, first quarter. Pickett County 9, Clay County 4.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County has fallen behind 9-4 midway through this first quarter, Daniel, and it's Will Aminette with 5 first quarter points, made a huge 3 to get Pickett County kick-started here.
It looks like we're playing with a little bit of nerves tonight, maybe to begin with.
I think maybe a little bit. You know, this is not an elimination game. It is a big game. You always want to win them, but Clay County may be making this a bigger deal than it is a little bit. They just settle in.
Yeah.
3:20 mark, first quarter. Will Aminette fires a three, a little too short. Rebounded by Copeland. Back out to Aminette. He fires another three. No good rebound. This time Spivey, and a foul going to be called against Pickett County.
Well, I'll tell you something we've seen. We talked about defense going into this one. Pickett County more open looks here in the first 4 to 5 minutes than we've seen probably in the last two games.
Yeah. I mean, they're you know, picking off those screens pretty good and getting open. And they picked up a couple offensive rebounds, which we can't let them do.
Spivey going to bring it down the floor, run the point right now. Kicks to Strong, left wing. Now Smith out top, Silk right wing. Gunner looks inside, can't find anybody. Hands back off to Jeff. Jeff with it, drives into the paint, shot up from right block. In and out, no good. Got his own rebound. Under a lot of pressure, knocked to the floor is Spivey. But they say Wattenbarger with a clean steal. Ball goes out of bounds off of a bulldog, and it's granted to Pickett County.
I didn't see it touch any of our guys. I don't know. Sometimes these guys just make calls.
2:45 mark, first quarter. Pickett County with a 5-point lead, 9-4, and the basketball. Pickett County, let's call it like it is. At this moment, the Bobcats outplaying the Bulldogs.
We've got the ball in a good scoring position. We just hadn't been able to finish it up.
Little change up already from Coach Edwards. He's got Gunner Silk got 9. Zach Aminette the ball now.
There's something we can't do. We can't check off of Aminette to go help double team inside.
Will Aminette knocks down another triple. And Pickett County up 12-4, make it 12-6. Grant Strong, free throw line jumper is good. 2-minute mark, first quarter. Pickett County 12, Clay County 6. Zach Aminette into the paint, kicks to Lowhorn. Lowhorn to Will Aminette. His shot up from left block, no good. Deflected by Strong. Ball goes out of bounds off of Aminette's hands. Now Clay County coming back with some momentum. They have the basketball with a chance to cut into this 6-point Pickett County lead.
And you see the experience of this team. They're kind of settling in here, Daniel. Like you say, just a 6-point ball game at this point. Just not used to falling behind this early.
Bulldogs with it. Eli Smith, left wing, drives into the free throw line. Spivey now with it out top. He's under defense by Zach Aminette. Spivey inside to Arms, but the ball was kicked by Zach Aminette. Clay County going to inbound from in front of the Bobcat bench. Good Clay County student section across the way tonight. A lot of spirit, looks like, over there. Bulldogs inbound, Silk with it out top. Minute and a half left, first quarter. Clay County trails 12-6. Spivey, jumper, left baseline, no good. Rebound, Wattenbarger. Hunter Wattenbarger passes ahead to Will Aminette. Aminette with the hot hand right now, as Thomas said. Not Zach Aminette, but his brother Will, the point guard. Zach Aminette with it, right wing. Silk working through a low horn screen. Aminette kicks over to Wattenbarger. Now left wing, he fires a long two. No good. Going to be rebounded by Slade Copeland. A foul called on Pickett County. Zach Aminette, I believe, away from the ball. No, Caleb Lowhorn picks up his second.
And it should have been his third on the technical, right where he bounced the ball to the floor.
Sometimes, Coach Edwards in the ear of the official, perhaps explaining that.
Yeah.
All right, 12-6, 1 minute left, first quarter. Clay County trails by six. Grant Strong with it on the inbound. Walks across the timeline. Wattenbarger defending him. Long three-pointer taken by Grant. It's going to be a little short. Rebounded by Pickett County. Aminette with it. Comes across the timeline. Kicks to Slade Copeland. Left wing. Copeland walks. Clay County takes back over. 39.7 seconds in this opening quarter. First substitutes of the game. It's going to be Dylan Anderson checking in. Caleb Lowhorn checking out. Clay County's played all five starters thus far. Half a minute left. First quarter. Pickett County 12. Clay County 6. Silk going to slowly come across the timeline. Give to Grant Strong, and Clay County going to let some time tick away. Pickett County content to let them do so.
Yeah, the atmosphere so far here has been just unbelievable. You know, we're just 8 minutes into this ball game, Daniel. The crowd has been just top tier from the start, to the point where my voice is getting pretty tired already. I know yours has to be.
Well, this is our fourth game calling in 3 days, Thomas. Grant Strong, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. 5 seconds left. Wattenbarger with it across the timeline. Long three-pointer, no good. First quarter ends. It is nothing but an absolute District 6A dandy here in Salina. Pickett County in the District 6A championship game, leading 12-6 over Clay County. End of the first.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live, second quarter action fixing to begin. Thomas, all Bobcats so far.
It has been, and it's come on the point guard, Will Aminette. Two big three-pointers in the first quarter, 8 points overall to lead all scorers. Grant Strong just has four. Eli Smith, the other bucket for Clay County, as they only have a half dozen here with 8 minutes down.
Very well could be Clay County's lowest scoring quarter of the season. Only 6 points as we begin the second. Pickett County with the basketball here. Wattenbarger out top. Drives to the right elbow, picks it up, kicks out to Anderson, swings it around to Zach Aminette, left wing. Zach drives baseline, well defended by Seal, gets a shot off over Hamilton, who's in. Shot's no good. Grant Strong rebound. He's playing very quickly. Dribbles behind the back across the timeline, drives all the way to the hoop. Reach in foul call against Dylan Anderson. That's only the second team foul against, actually the third team foul now against Pickett. Clay County with one team foul. The officials are doing a good job of letting them play so far, and that's what you like to see in these big games.
Yeah, one of very few transition possessions Clay County's had so far right there. That's one thing. You know, we need to speed this thing up a little bit.
Strong with it, in the paint, has it taken away. Dylan Anderson with the steal. Anderson working against Smith is denied the hoop. Circles back out, gives to Will Aminette, cross the court to his brother Zach. The brothers can't hook up. The ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. Big missed opportunity for Pickett County there. This is a crucial point. I just feel right now we need points. Draw back within two possessions here in this contest. very early, you know, but it just feels big. We need something.
It does, and Clay County's done this all year long, made that second quarter push right before halftime to get control of the ball game. They've got to do it here, Daniel.
Strong with it, top of the key, tries to drive the lane. Wattenberger cuts him off, dishes down over to Smith. Smith kicks back out of the steal. Gunner with it, defended by Will Amonette. 6:40 mark, second quarter. Seal grabs, kicks to Smith, three-pointer right corner, no good. Rebound Will Amonette. Pickett County leads 12-6, no points yet in this second quarter. Ball thrown away, actually knocked out of bounds by John Hamilton. Hamilton's been in relieving Keaton Arms. Arms checks back in after getting an extended breather at the quarter exchange. Hamilton sits back down. Jimmy Burchett checks in. Eli Smith sits down. So on the floor for Clay County, Strong, Spivey, Silk, Arms, and Burchett. Pickett on the inbound. Wattenberger, long two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Silk. Silk quickly ahead. Outlet pass to Strong. Strong at right wing. Into the paint. 10-foot jump shot. Good.
He's going to have to start doing that because they're not calling the body up fouls tonight. They take it in close.
That's right. They're going to.
So there's contact that's not being called.
Absolutely.
So pull up and take that good short jumper.
6 minute mark, second quarter. Pickett County 12, Clay County 8. Silk denies the baseline to Zach Hamanet. Zach has to kick it back out to Copeland. Copeland swings to Wattenberger. I got tongue tied. Wattenberger works against Spivey. He hands off to Will Amonette. Who's defended by Burchett? Burchett, a good defender. He'll have a hard time with him. Will gives off to Zach. Zach at right wing works against the District 6A MVP, Gunner Silk. He gives it up. This place gets loud. Clay County applauds the fine defense of their team. Should have been an illegal screen call on Slade Copeland, but no whistles blow. Pickett County still with the ball, working around the perimeter. Will Amonette, foul on the floor called, and it's against Jimmy Burchett. The Clay County fans don't like it. Thomas, you would have been motioning for an offensive foul, perhaps leading with the elbow.
Well, frustration right there from Amonette. Wasn't really the elbow. He ducked the shoulder and shed Burchett off of him there.
Pickett County on the inbound. That's three team fouls for Pickett now. Two for Clay. One on Jimmy Burchett, one on Jeff Spivey. Will Amonette with it right wing. 12-8 the score. District 6A championship. 5:10 mark, second quarter. Zach Amonette, long two-pointer. Too short. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett quickly across the timeline. Drives the right side of the lane, and he's going to be fouled from behind. I believe Dylan Anderson gets his second personal. It is Anderson. So two on Lowhorn, two on Anderson for Pickett.
And you're right. The defensive intensity has picked up here for Clay County. Pickett County scoreless midway through this second quarter, Daniel.
Burchett runs the point, drives the left side of the lane. 10-foot jump shot. Good. The crowd erupts. Pickett County laid off of Jimmy Burchett, daring him to shoot it.
And he did a good job of...
Took advantage.
Yes, he did.
12-10, Pickett with a two-point lead and the basketball. Will Amonette, right wing, gives to Wattenberger out top. Swung around now to Zach Amonette, left wing. Wattenberger, left corner. He fires a three. No good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy playing big right here. Passes ahead to Strong. Wattenberger knocks it out of bounds. Good defense by Wattenberger. Clay County does maintain possession. Lowhorn checks back in. Anderson checks out.
And that's just a good change-up there for Coach Edwards. You know, it's all Eli Smith. They weren't guarding him, and he was hesitant. He didn't know quite how to handle it. Put Burchett in to do the same.
There we go.
Jimmy Burchett, he's going to shoot it. Just
needed that one. Three-pointer by
Gunner Silk.
By Gunner Silk.
His first triple of the contest, and Clay County with their first lead of the game, 13-12. Halfway through the second quarter, Lowhorn inside, stopped for the offensive foul. And now the momentum's starting to go the home team's way here.
And it's come off the bench with Jimmy Burchett coming into this ballgame, guys. That's what's got Clay County rolling right here.
Third personal against Caleb Lowhorn, the junior post player for Pickett County. He has to go back to the bench. 4 minute mark, second quarter. Clay County up by one, 13-12. Grant Strong with it out top. Great ball game thus far. Exactly what we expected. Strong works to the right elbow. Backs out behind the arc. Gives to Burchett. Burchett inside the arms. An easy two-point.
Good job again by Jimmy Burchett. Seeing the open man.
Timeout taken by head coach Joseph Amonette in Pickett County. 3:43 mark. Second quarter. Clay County 15. Pickett County 12.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County has rallied. Going back to the last possession of the first quarter, Daniel, it's an 11-0 run for the Bulldogs, but this has been sparked by the play of Jimmy Burchett. He's got an assist. He's got a charge he picked up. He's got a knockdown jump shot. Just played great since he's come in off the bench.
He certainly has. He's defending Will Amonette right now, but it's Zach Amonette with the ball. Left wing drives inside, shot up, no good. A foul going to be called against Clay County, though. Gunner Silk picks up his first personal of the ball game, and Zach Amonette going to go to the line to shoot two. Pickett and Clay meeting in this district title game for the first time since 2017. Clay won that one, as we mentioned earlier. They have met six prior times in the district title game. Clay County 5-1 in those meetings. Both of those free throws were hit by Zach Amonette, making it 15-14. Clay County with a one-point lead. 3:25 mark, second quarter. Grant Strong with it, left wing. Strong, the Mr. Basketball finalist, working against Wattenberger. Gets to the hoop, loses the handle on the ball, regains possession, almost scored, missed the shot, got his own rebound, and he's taken away from him by Amonette. Amonette's momentum carries him out of bounds, Coach, and Clay County maintains possession. Kind of a strange series there. Strong took some contact, but he appears to be okay. Silk with it on the baseline, on the inbound. Works inside the arms, pass stolen by Will Amonette. Amonette spins across the timeline, gets to the top of the key where Burchett picks him up. He dishes off to the younger Wattenberger, his first name, Heath. He's a freshman, younger brother of Hunter. And a steal by Keaton Arms and Keaton double dribble.
He looked up looking for Grant and saw he was covered.
Kind of picked the ball up, ready to do a long kick pass. And like you said, Coach, there was nowhere to go.
Right.
So it made him take that extra step. Pickett County back in possession. Hunter Wattenberger, left wing on the inbound. 2:45 mark, second quarter. 15-14 the score. Clay County leads by one. Will Amonette with the ball, right wing. Stolen almost by Burchett. Amonette maintains possession, hands off to Wattenberger. Copeland sets a screen. Wattenberger fires a three. No good. Rebound Strong. A foul called.
Yeah, he did.
Foul called on Grant Strong.
Yeah.
Just a little out of position. Used his long wingspan to get the ball, but I guess contact.
Yeah, he did. Made a little contact.
Pickett County going to inbound. 2:29 left in the second quarter. Clay County up by one. Correction. Pickett County up by one. Slade Copeland, 2 points from right block on the inbound play. 16-15, Bobcats up. Jimmy Burchett to the hoop. Hands off to Strong. Strong going to be fouled in the paint. Wattenberger called for the foul. Strong goes to the line to shoot two. First personal for Hunter Wattenberger. Concerning team fouls, I think that's six now on Pickett. It should be four on Clay. Strong hits the first free throw, and we're knotted up at 16. Low-scoring contest. 2:17 mark, second quarter. Both teams will host a district quarterfinal on Saturday. The winner will get the lower seed. The runner-up will get the higher seed. We'll talk about that later. 2 minutes left.
Strong missed the second one there, Daniel.
Still tied at 16. Pickett back with the ball. And another foul call. So the official's starting to get involved. Is that a shooting foul?
Shouldn't have been.
I started to say they thought it was 1-1, but it's not.
Yeah, okay. Arnett trying to trick them going to the line as Silk picks up his second foul here in the first half.
It was Gunner Silk picking up that second. As Thomas just said, Piggy Kenny on the inbound. Foul was on the floor. 2 minutes left in the first half. Amonette free throw range jump is good. That was Zach Amonette getting those 2 points. Clay County trails by 2, 18-16. Piggy with the lead. Clay County with the ball. Strong right wing. Works baseline pass to arms inside. He's double-teamed, tries to fight through it, and a foul going to be called on number 1, Slade Copeland. And it's going to be 1-1. Arms going to the line to shoot the front end of the bonus. So free throws here, huge, Coach.
Yes, we need to make all those. In a game like this, we can't afford to miss them.
As we mentioned, third time these teams have met this year. The last time, only a 3-point difference, 59-56, the final. Clay County won. That game was in Birdstown. The first time they met here in Salina, back on January 8th, it was Clay County winning by 19, 69-50. Arms hits the first, earns the right to shoot the second. Hits it as well.
Got it.
Big shots. 18-18, I'm sorry. Knotted up at 18, minute and a half left now. Second quarter action. Wattenberger, left wing, drives baseline, gives to Copeland. Copeland scores. He got wide open.
We switched off. You can't help off on this bunch.
Minute 25 and ticking. Piggy back in front by 2. First half closing to an end. Strong three-pointer, too short. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off of arms. It's going to be Piggy County ball. Clay County has 1 3-pointer, Thomas. Just Seal?
That's right.
Only 1 triple for Clay. Pickett with a few. It's low scoring. 20-18.
Yeah, not much better. We'll eliminate 2 in the first quarter from deep. But that's it, Daniel. 3 for the game all total.
Pickett has shot a lot from outside. They just haven't failed. With Amonette with it, left wing, now left elbow, backs it back out. He's defended by Burchett. 55 seconds to ticking. Heath Wattenberger misses the shot from right block. Keaton Arms with a big rebound. 45 seconds left, second quarter. Strong with it. Right block, shots up, no good. Got his own ball, though, and he raises it. Heath Wattenberger, Hunter Wattenberger comes up with it. Passes ahead to with Amonette. 3-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound Wattenberger, put back, good. Hunter Wattenberger playing big right now. 30 seconds left, second quarter. Pick it up by 4, 22-18. Jimmy Burchett, left wing. Gathers up the ball, looks for a teammate to pass to. Hands off to Strong. Strong defended by Wattenberger. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Strong looks to Edwards. Coach Edwards sends in the play. 7 seconds. Now down to 5. Strong right wing, backs out. 3 seconds. Long three-pointer, no good. First half ends. Pickett County 22, Clay County out King 18, and the Bobcats are really feeling it, headed into halftime. Stay tuned for the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trails by 4 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails by 4, 22-18, to Piggott County in the District 6A Championship game. And, guys, this is a defensive struggle, to say the least. Clay County trailed by 6, 12-6, at the end of the first quarter, and then scored the first 9 points of the second quarter to go up by 3, 15-12. But Piggott County rallied the remainder of the first half to go up 22-18 here at halftime. No player in double figures so far. Will Amonette, the closest one, with 8 points, scored all of those in the first quarter. Slade Copeland has 4. Hunter Wattenberger has 4. And Zach Amonette rounds out Piggott County scoring with 6 points. Leading the way for Clay County, Grant Strong, 7 points in the first half. Gunnar Silk has a 3-pointer. Keaton Arms has 4. Eli Smith, 2, and Jimmy Burchett, a bucket also. Again, Clay County trails 22-18 here in Salina to Piggott County in the District 6A Championship. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show. About 3 minutes before this third quarter starts, Pickett County does lead by 4, 22-18. We'll go ahead now and do the Budget Pest Control Boys District 6A Tournament Update. Back in the opening round, it was Gordonsville eliminating Redbourn Springs 64-27, and Monterey eliminating Cartrange 52-45. Quarterfinal action saw Jackson County eliminate Gordonsville 54-53, and Monterey eliminate Crowsdale 59-51. Semifinal action, Clay County beat Jackson County 69-47, and Pickey County beat Monterey 74-52. We are here in this District 6A title game tonight. The other game going on, the consolation game between Jackson County and Monterey, that one taking place in Gainesboro. Looking over at District 5, the district we match up with for Region 3, it looks like South Pittsburgh, the district champs over there, Van Buren the second seed, I think Whipple the third seed, and Hardy Memorial the fourth seed. We do know that Clay and Pickett will match up with Hardy and Whipple. I'm just not sure on those seeds, but those are the teams that Pickett and Clay will move on to play. Quickly want to look at the Region 3 girls bracket that is set. It's going to be the number one seed Van Buren girls taking on the number four seed Redbourn Springs girls. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they're the two seed out of District 6. They will play South Pittsburgh here at home tomorrow night. That was originally scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. It's going to be a 6 o'clock tip tomorrow night here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll have that one here on the Horizon Sports Network. Number one seed Clark Range takes on Richard Hardy Memorial. And the other one in Region 3 will be the number three seed, Pickett County Lady Bobcats, playing against Whipple. Coach Watson, you're 6-3 now on the season with your picks. You correctly chose Pickett over Monterey on our last broadcast.
I took the easy way out on that one.
Missed that Livingston game, though, who ended up losing. New York, two games for you tonight. Monterey and Jackson County, the District 6 consolation.
Well, of course, I took Jackson on that one.
Taking the home team, and we've got the District 8 AA championship game, York Dragons at the Upper Mamise.
That'll be a tough ball game. I don't know. That's one of them. I don't know. I'm going to go with York in that one.
Going with York. This boys 6A tournament update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Good to the last bug. About 30 seconds here before third quarter action starts. Quickly want to share some of the Clay County district title information. Clay is playing for their 12th title in the last 18 years under Coach Edwards. Their record in district championship games at this point under Coach Edwards is 11-1. They won the title in 04, 05, 06, 08. Those wins all coming over Pickett. They beat Clark Range in 09. They beat Pickett in 2010 and 2013. There was a snow cancellation of the championship game in 2015, and the Dogs were named the champs of the tournament. They beat Clark Range in 2016, Monterey in 2019, and then Gordonsville last year in the district title game. So 11-1 under Coach Edwards. They've got some work to do here, though, in this one as the third quarter gets underway. Pickett County 22, Clay County 18. Bulldogs with the ball. They switch into the floor. Clay County working as the hoop to the right in this half. Pickett County the hoop to the left. Eli Smith out top, hands to Steele. He fires a three, right wing, no good. Putback was strong, good. 22-20. Pickett County with it. Copeland out top. Kicks to Will Amonette, right wing. Inside to Zach Amonette. A foul call on Gunner Silkin, folks. That's number three for Gunner.
That's pretty nitpicky there for some of the things we saw the first half.
Certainly so. The District 6 defensive MVP on the bench. Burgett in for him. Jimmy very capable himself on the defensive end. Inbound play for Pickett. Zach Eminette shot from left block. No good. Rebound Grant Strong with authority. comes across the timeline with it to the offensive end, kicks to Burchett left wing, swings to Smith left corner, back out to Spivey. He's yet to shoot one from distance tonight, trying to get a look but could not do so. Hands back off to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett gives to Grant Strong, who's defended by Wattenbarger. Hunter Wattenbarger doing a nice job so far with the Mr. Basketball finalist. Burchett out top again, gives to Smith in the corner, now Spivey. They're trying to create an outside look for Spivey, but Pickett doing a nice job of denying it. Zach Amonette, the one defending Spivey tonight on the man defense.
Well, what they're doing, they're sagging off of both Burchett and Eli Smith. That leaves two to guard Spivey and two to guard Strong anytime he catches it.
Strong jump shot from left elbow, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Kicks back too strong. He misses the same shot. Arms with another rebound. This pullback no good as Copeland pulls this one down. So three good looks for Clay County, no points. Pickett back in possession. They still lead by two, 22-20. 6:15 mark, third quarter. Bobcats with the ball. Hunter Wattenbarger out top. Head coach Joseph Amonette up, sending in the offensive instructions. Ball thrown away. Wattenbarger was looking for Zach Amonette. They just could not hook up, and it's a turnover. Clay County could tie or take a one-point lead, depending on shot selection on this possession. Jimmy Burchett with it out top. Coach Edwards now talking to his guys. Going to run a set play. Burchett drives the right side of the lane. Gets in the paint. Kicks to Smith. Wide open three-pointer. No good. Rebound Lowhorn. It was a great look.
Yeah, yes. You know, we're trying to get the other guys involved. And they're daring Burchett to shoot now.
Yeah.
So they're back completely inside the foul lane against him.
Pickett County back with it. Wattenbarger right wing, defended by Spivey. Kicks to Zach Amonette. Three-pointer, top of the key, good. 25-20. Pickett extends the lead to five. Strong quickly gives to Spivey. He fires a three, tried to draw the foul, but couldn't do it. Shot was no good. Pickett comes up with the rebound. Quickly, they're ahead to their offensive end. And it's Amonette driving baseline. Foul by Eli Smith. Eli just a little late with his footwork there. First personal for Eli in the contest. First team foul for Clay County of the second half. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Second 32nd timeout taken by Coach of this contest. 5:14 mark, third quarter. Pickett County 25, Clay County 20.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, District 6A Championship game, 5:14 mark, third quarter. Pickett County with the ball. They'll inbound from their own baseline. They do lead by five, 25-20. Wattenbarger with it, left wing, kicks to Zach Amonette, top of the key. He's defended by sophomore Jimmy Burchett. Burchett keeps his feet moving, denies Amonette the basket. They want a five-second call due to Clay County fans, but no whistles blow. Wattenbarger with it now. Amonette had to give it up. Nice job by the sophomore. We see them again working on each other. Amonette gives off to his brother, Will. Will kicks to Wattenbarger left wing. Now Zach Amonette baseline against Burchett. Gets to the hoop. Shot no good. They're going to say Jimmy fouled him, though. Second personal on Burchett. Credit Jimmy with great defense on this possession, though.
It was. And basically, the referee's bailing Amonette out right there as he was behind the backboard, guys. Burchett forcing him to the baseline. It was.
Amonette hits the first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. 27-20. Three possession game. 4:40 mark, third quarter. Clay County with the basketball. As I mentioned, they work to the hoop to our right. If you're trying to visualize the broadcast, Strong with it, right wing, directing traffic. Has Hamilton at high post, kicks instead to Burchett, who fires a three, no good, knocked out of bounds by Strong. Just out of position on the rebound, the ball came off the backboard board very awkwardly, and he couldn't hang on. Pickett County takes back over.
You know, covering up Grant Strong with two and Keaton Arms with two in the post, Jeff Fivey's got to step up in this ball game, guys. He's a scorer. As Zach Amonette is true from deep again. This one's getting away, guys. This is a 10-point ball game.
10-point game, 30-20. So that makes it even more. It's not just that it's 10 points. It's that Pickett County has one-third as many points. It's 30-20 here. Pickett County on a big run. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. It'll be a full timeout. 4:09 mark, third quarter. Bobcats 30, Bulldogs 20.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what serves up right here in town at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hayes and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, 4 minute mark, third quarter, Clay County with the ball, and it's a turnover. Pickett County with very aggressive defense. The possession started while we were still at break there, and it was Eli Smith in right corner being defended by Will Amonette. Amonette with good defense created the turnover. Pickett County on a run here. I'm not sure how big a one. 30-20 is a score. Zach Amonette in the paint, tries to extend the lead, can't do so. He got on his own rebound, but his foot was on the baseline. Clay County takes back over. Coach, we need points and we need them now.
Right, absolutely. You know, we're over halfway through that third quarter, and I don't think we've created a single turnover in this ball game tonight of any kind.
Bobcats up by 10, 30-20. Spivey, top of the key, reaching foul, going to be called on Zach Amonette.
You see Gunner Silk coming back in the ball game. Coach Edwards can't do without him any longer. Another scoring threat from the outside, Daniel. And you're right, since Grant Strong scored the opening bucket of this second half, Pickett County on an 8-0 run.
Strong, powers a three on the inbound play, no good. Rebound with Amonette. Seems like the Clay County misses are coming into the hands of the Bobcats tonight. Sometimes that's the way the ball bounces. Wattenberger with it out top, gives Amonette his shot, blocked by Silk. Strong with a loose ball, full head of steam, gets into the paint, all the way to the hoop, shots up, no good. A foul going to be called on Hunter Wattenberger. Grant Strong trying to wheel his squad back into it.
Well, it's all about transition. If we can get a defensive stop, we can get headed the other way. We haven't seen that all night long, guys. But Pickett County's got us figured out in the half court. There's no
right,
doubt about
absolutely.
That. We've got to speed this thing up. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Edwards maybe doesn't bring some full court pressure here late in this quarter or in the fourth one to try to get this game moving.
That is where Clay County is so good, in transition, on the fast break. And you're right, Thomas, we've not seen it tonight. Strong hits the first, misses the second. 9-point game, 30-21. Will Amonette on the rebound of that second missed free throw. Works ahead to Copeland. They go inside to Wattenberger. Pass nearly stolen by Arms. It's maintained by the Bobcats, though. Will Amonette out top. Kicks it back to Wattenberger, who's just defended by Spivey. Silk trying to face guard Zach Amonette away from the ball wherever he goes. He is playing with three fouls. He'll have to be careful. Wattenberger with it, right elbow, kicks it back outside. Now he gets it back, top of the key, drives the left side of the lane, kicks back to Will Amonette. Pickett County content to kill some time, make sure they get a good look. They have a 9-point lead. Score, 2 points. Clay Copeland in the paint. 11 points to lead for Pickett, 32-21. Silk with it out top, gives up to Strong. Foul called on Wattenberger. That's his third. The fans from Birdstown didn't like the call, but that's what was made. Wattenberger picks up three. 2:18 mark, third quarter. Clay County trailing by 11. This is the most the Dogs have been challenged in well over 2 months of play.
Coach Edwards taking Strong to the post, but there's three there waiting on him, but he scores, almost scores over him.
Ball went in and out, no good. Rebound, Copeland. Technical foul call against Grant Strong. I'm not sure what he did, but the official didn't like it. The Pinckney County fans come to their feet applauding the call. The Clay County fans very upset with it. Zach Evanette goes to the line to shoot the free throws. He'll have two of them. So Strong picks up his second, and does that count as two fouls against you?
No, just one, Daniel.
Picks up his second foul with the technical.
It's frustrating. He's not getting the calls he usually gets. He's been to the line two trips so far tonight, and that's what that is. But he's going to pay for it as Zach Evanette makes them both.
Evanette makes them both, and Pinckney gets the basketball. You probably can hear the faithful from Urgestown. We said right here above them. 34-21. Bobcats with a 13-point lead. Will Amonette with it. Works to Wattenbarger. Left wing. Wattenbarger drives against Spivey. Kicks it out now to Will Amonette. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Foul called against Slade Copeland. Just a raucous crowd here. Both of these fan bases cheering on their teams. Clay County going to need some of that momentum to climb back in it. They trail by 13, 34-21, minute 47 left, third quarter.
Here we go in the half court, Daniel. Let's see what Coach Edwards maybe did in that last break here. As Strong as they're getting a breather right now.
Smith with it, gives to Spivey. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Spivey. Works hard to get his own rebound. Fires another three. Could it be? Yeah! Just Spivey knocking down the triple. Minute 25, mark third quarter. 34-24. Clay County trails by 10. Things heating up here at the end of the third. Zach Amonette working against Silk. Silk denies him. Great defense. Amonette still works. Goes the left side of the lane. Dishes off down low. Now he gets it back. Working at the free throw line. Silk won't let him have access to the goal. Gives off to his brother Will. Gives it back to Zach in the left corner. Amonette drives baseline. Shot no good. Spivey with the loose ball. Here again, Spivey comes. Full head of steam. Gonna try to get to the hoop. Picks up the dribble. Jump shot. Right elbow. No good. Rebound Will Amonette. 45 seconds left in the third. Clock ticks. Will Amonette across the timeline. Pinckney County up by 10, 34-24. Zach Amonette now with it. Their dad, head coach Joseph Amonette, says, guys, let's slow down and stop. Play for the last possession here. And you do see Zach holding the ball out top, down to 25 seconds. 10-point game. Bobcats lead, 34-24.
Jimmy Burchett going over on Zach Amonette right here. You know he's going to go pick up the ball here with about 10 seconds to go, Daniel.
Down to 11. Now 10 and under. Zach Amonette with it. Burchett on him. Going to have to create separation.
Oh, you got to call that.
Amonette, three-pointer, left elbow, no good. Rebound Burchett, buzzer sounds.
You're
going
to have to call that.
We're through three corners here in Joe Sims Gym, District 6A Championship. The Pinckney County Bobcats lead by 10, 34-24 over the Clay County Bulldogs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, fourth and final quarter. Pinckney County going to have possession to start the last frame. They also have a 10-point lead, 34-24. Wattenbarger, left wing, defended by Spivey. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Kicks now to Zach Amonette. Silk picks him up. Pinckney County in control. Grant Strong checks back in. He had see it there at the end of the third. He's on the floor now for Clay County. A steal. Jimmy Mercer with it. One-on-one against Willamette. All the way to the hoop. Shots up. No good. A foul called, though. Willamette going to be called for the foul. And Jimmy Mercer going to go to the line. Jimmy could draw it to an eight-point game if he makes these free throws. First personal foul on Willamette. Credit Willamette with playing an outstanding game thus far.
He has. He's done well. Got Pekin County off with eight first quarter points and then been consistent throughout. But it's his brother, Zach, with a game-high 16 heading into this fourth quarter. Grant Strong is in double figures, just 10 points, though, Danny.
Burchett hits them both. Eight-point game, 34-26. We need that Clay County defense to come to life. 7:25 left in the contest. Bobcats with that eight-point lead. Will Eminette across the timeline, defended by Jimmy Burchett, gives off to Wattenberger now. Wattenberger, top of the key, works to Copeland. Copeland hands to Zach Eminette. Pekin County just swings it around the perimeter, looking for an easy bucket. Spivey defending Wattenberger. He gives off to Eminette. Eminette drives, jump shot. Now he kicks over to Will. He fires a three, left corner, no good. Rebound Strong. Strong with it, pressing the issue across the timeline. Inside the paint to the hoop, shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Strong, jump ball potentially called. Whistles blow. It will be a jump ball. A great move by Strong. Just could not finish on the bucket. 6:48 mark. Clock stopped. Possession arrow should be in favor of Clay County. They will inbound from their own baseline. 34-26. Clay County trails by 8. They inbound to Strong in the left corner. He goes baseline, spins, pivots, shoots, scores. And a foul called, so Strong going to go to the line for the and-one opportunity. And the Dogs climbing back in it.
Yeah, two straight buckets for Clay County to start this fourth quarter. Well, actually, it was two free throws by Burchett to get it started. And Grant Strong got that look in his eye, Daniel, as he completes the three-point play.
Five-point game, 34-29. Pekin County with it, 6:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. District 6A championship. Will Eminette at the top of the key, drives inside, kicks out to Zach. Zach drives baseline, and a foul call on Gunner Silk. Silk gets his fourth personal of the contest. A very questionable call. We had a poor view of it, though, so I can't really say.
I'm telling you, guys, they're calling just any kind of contact like that, but no contact around the basket for it.
Pekin County on the inbound. Zach Eminette out top. Silk on the floor with four fouls. We see Eli Smith at the scorer's table trying to check in. So how much can Silk do on this possession as he still plays? He could get a fifth foul. It's Burchett going on the floor for a loose ball. Ball goes out of bounds. Pekin County going to maintain possession. Importantly, Silk gets to check out safely. He does have four. Going to have to sit. We are not the same team without Gunner Silk on the floor, though. Pekin County on the inbound. Zach Eminette, they're going to call a foul on Eli Smith. And these fouls on the floor are starting to become very frustrating for the Black and Gold fans.
Well, there's no hands involved, Daniel. It's straight-up body defense like they always play. Just getting the calls going Pekin County's way at this point.
Pekin County inbounds again. Each team with 16 fouls. The next time that happens, it's going to be the bonus. Arms defending against Copeland. Copeland kicks out top to Eminette. Will Eminette with it, defended by Burchett. 6 minutes left in the game. Five-point contest. Pekin County 34, Clay County 29. A trap now between Arms and Smith on Eminette. He gets it away to Lohan. Lohan scores. And we have a Bulldog down. It's Keaton Arms. He's holding his left ankle. We will no doubt see John Hamilton check into the contest for him. Hopefully it's nothing more than just Arms got kicked or something. Keaton is going to hobble down the floor. I can't imagine he'll stay, but it looks like he tells Coach Edwards, I'm good. I like it. I like the toughness as we see Keaton out there. Very questionable, though, if he's going to be up to 100% speed.
Well, he's been battling in there all night long, Daniel. Arms only 4 points tonight, but it's his presence in the paint is what's been huge here for Clay County. And another thing, he and Spivey have Wattenberger held to 4 points tonight. He had 29 in the last outing. So Jeff Spivey doing a great job at the point of attack on him. Keaton Arms cleaning him up inside.
7-point game. Clay County with the ball. 36-29. Burchett, right wing, kicks to Smith. Top of the key. He drives inside. Gives to Spivey. Spivey, free throw range, jump shot. No good. Rebound, Burchett. Jimmy with it and a foul call. Jimmy going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Jimmy Burchett making a strong case tonight to perhaps be our TDS top performer of the contest that we unveiled during the Farm Bureau postgame show. He's playing well, and now he's at the line for a big front end of a 1-1. He does miss that one. Rebound by Hunter Wattenbarger. 5.5 minutes left, Coach. 7-point game.
We've got to pick it up.
That last foul was called against Zach Amonette, his second personal. Pickett County back with the ball. Amonette in the paint. Dishes off to Copeland. He can't hang on to it. Steps on the baseline. Actually, they call a travel. Clay County with a big opportunity here. They're taking back over. They trail by 7, 36-29, 5:20 left in the contest. A lot of time. Strong across the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Works into the paint. Spins. Gets a little closer. Kicks out to Burchett. Burchett with it. He gives back to Grant. Grant, top of the key. Drives the right side of the lane. Offensive foul called. No, defensive foul. Good. Woo! That was a dramatic call. The official blew the whistle, surveyed the scene, thought about it for about three counts. Then he called defensive blocking.
I'll take it, Daniel. Strong going to the line here. These are huge free throws.
Plus one, guys, but it's...
First free throw's away and good. Earns the right to shoot the second. Foul was on the floor. 18 fouls against Pickett, 6 against Clay. 6-point game now, 36-30, making a 5-point game. Wattenbarger picked up the foul. I show him as having 4. Scoreboard shows him with 2, but I think that's wrong. 5 minutes left, 5-point game. Pickett County with the ball and a 5-point lead, 36-31. The younger of the Wattenbargers with it out top. Gives to Will Amonette. Amonette drives inside, picks up the dribble, knee tip, gives to Brother Zag. Zag can't hang on. A steal by Jimmy Burchett. And they're going to say Jimmy went out of bounds. Pickett County keeps possession, but what a play, what a hustle.
Great job by both Smith and Burchett right there, disrupting that pass and giving up their bodies, Daniel. Same thing for Spivey.
Will Amonette tries to end on the Wattenbarger. Spivey swats it out of bounds. They'll try it one more time. Will Amonette in front of his teammates
good
on the bench.
For the Bulldogs right now.
Ball's inbounded to Copeland. Copeland with it out top, who's defended by Arms. Arms looks healthy. That ankle not bothering him as I was afraid it might. 4.5 minutes left in the contest. Pickett County with the ball. Will Amonette out top, defended by Jimmy Burchett. He passes off to Zach Amonette.
You can see Coach Amonette letting the air out of the ball a little bit right here, Daniel. Going to run some clock with this 5-point lead.
Zach Amonette with it, defended by Eli Smith. Eli presses the issue. Zach drives past him, and he travels. Great defense by Clay County, forcing the air. Clay County taking back over. They could draw it to a one-possession game. 36-31, 4:15 left in this contest.
4 minutes left. Senior Gunner Silk coming back out with those 4 fouls, Daniel.
It's
we got to have him.
It's do or die now or never. Grant Strong walks across the timeline. He's defended by Zach Amonette. Works to the left. Long three-pointer taken by Strong. Knocks it down. Grant Strong got Clay County back within 2 points. 36-34. The first triple of the night by the Mr. Basketball finalist, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Amonette with it. Left wing. Works to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger defended by Spivey. Works to the right with a Copeland screen. Gets to the block. Shot. He was fouled by Spivey. Jeff going to be called for what appears to be his second personal. Wattenbarger goes to the line. 3:44 left in the contest. Pickett County 36. Clay County 34. We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening tonight. And hopefully as we go down the stretch, it'll be exciting for you. Wattenbarger hits the first of his 2 free throws, making it a 3-point game. Bobcats with a 3-point lead, 37-34. Wattenbarger shoots the second, misses it. Jimmy Burchett rebounds, gives to Grant Strong. Grant walks across, calls the play. 3:35 mark. Strong uses a Burchett screen, works into the paint at high post, backs back out. wanting to drive against Zach Emanet. Strong waves off everybody. He wants to clear it out. Here he goes to the hoop. 10-foot jumper. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jimmy Burchett on the rebound opportunity. It was a good look, Coach.
Yep, we needed that one.
And that's what Strong's got to do. I like it. He cleared everything out. He was one-on-one, and he's going to be to that elbow and that free throw line jumper before they collapse on him. So good play there. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Pick it back in possession. Three-point lead for the Bobcats, 37-34. Zach Emanet, shot up from left elbow, no good, rebound Strong. Strong quickly across the timeline, got that look in his eye, three-pointer top of the key, good! Knocked it down, tied up, 37-37, and Gilson's GM has arrested. The Clay County faithful on their feet. Piggott County with the ball. Zach Emanet, left wing, works to the top of the key, defended by Seal. Hands off to his brother, Will. Will Emanet with it. You'd think this was for the state title instead of the District 6 title. Emanet kicks off to Wattenbarger. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. 2:25 left in the contest. Jimmy hands off to Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline. 37-37, 2:15 mark. Strong, top of the key, drives the left side. Who misses the shot? 10 yards back here. Grant Strong scores. 39-37. Clay County in front. A timeout taken by head coach Joseph Emanet, and listen to this crowd. 2:02 left in the game. Clay County 39, Piggott County 37. There's a lot of ball left.
Yes, there is.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Grant Strong, the Mr. Basketball finalist, has scored the last 13 straight for Clay County. He's got 23 tonight. Clay County's outscored them 15-3 so far in this fourth quarter.
Piggott County with it. Wattenbarger, left elbow, picks up the dribble, gives to Will Emanet. Minute 50 and ticking in this contest. Clay County up by two. 39-37. Jimmy Burchett with a steal. Burchett going to get to the hoop. Way up. Here's good. Clay County in front by four. 41-37, and what a foul, sophomore Jimmy Burchett. Minute and a half left in it. Zach Emanet out top, gives the wheel. Will Emanet drives into the paint. Burchett denies him access to the goal. Gives back to Zach. Zach in left corner, defended by Gunner Seal. And a timeout taken by Piggott County. 30-second timeout. We're going to play one ad here. Minute 21 left. Actually, let's just stay on air. Thomas, what do you think? 41-37 the score. Clay County in front by four. Coach Watson, big swing here in the last few moments.
Yes, just an excellent player. Great defensive play by Jimmy Burchett. Take it down and put it in the hole with the confidence that he had.
Well, we've seen
it wasn't an easy shot. He was pressured.
Right.
But he made sure it went in.
We've seen the intensity from these Bulldogs pick up all during this second half. It's hit a crescendo here in the fourth quarter with the defensive pressure. And Grant Strong just did what he's supposed to do. You know, he's one of the top players in the state. He put his head down, and he put Clay County on his back right here and gave them this lead late, Daniel.
Coming out of this timeout, minute 21 left, Clay County leads by four. 37-41, Piggott with the ball. Each team has two timeouts left, I believe. Piggott County works into Wattenbarger. He's in the left corner. Defending him is Spivey. Wattenbarger gets past him, gets to the hoop, misses the shot, but a foul call. Hunter Wattenberger going to go to the line. Foul was called against Keaton Arms. That's going to be Keaton's first personal of the contest.
He didn't miss that shot. Keaton Arms volleyball swatted it against the backboard, Daniel, and he unfortunately must have got him on the arm.
Amazing that Arms has fought and played so hard in the paint and only has one foul. Wattenberger, usually sure-handed from the free throw line, misses his first attempt.
We need the rebound if he misses this one.
Second one's away, no good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey kicks the straw. Minute 13 left. Joseph Amonette saying, come on, guys, pressure the ball. We've got to have it. And a pass to Spivey ahead. Open layup, good. Jeff Spivey.
Going out. Need some defense. Need some defense.
Strong with good vision from his classmate Spivey. And had the outlet pass to put the Dogs up by six. Gunner Silk knocks it away for Amonette. Piggott County still in possession. They inbound to Copeland. 55 seconds left. Dogs up by six. 43-37. With Amonette now into the paint. Kicks to Wattenberger. Three-pointer up and good. Three-point game. Timeout taken by Piggott County. So, 45.2 seconds left on the clock. Piggott County calls a full timeout. They have one left. Clay County has two timeouts remaining. The Bulldogs lead by three, 43-40, and they have the basketball. There are 18 fouls against either squad, so lots of things can happen here.
Well, what you're going to see, Grant Strong is going to have the ball in his hands, but just like you saw before, they're going to trap him before he gets to half court and make him give it up, aren't they, Coach?
Right, and we headed toward the basket.
Right.
And well, Grant saw it.
The last time that happened, we did see Grant trapped.
I mean, they're bringing three guys at him.
Right. Spivey flashed open to the hoop. Strong solid. Half-court pass ahead. Easy, too.
And
so,
he's perfect for that. You know, he's 6'5", 6'6". He can see over that double team to find the right guy. He made the perfect play last time, but now he's going to have to do it again here or split that double team and get fouled as we've got 45 seconds left.
Teams are coming out of this full timeout. 40-43. Clay County up by three here in this District 6A championship. Clay County trying to capture what would be their 12th district title in the last 18 years. Arms going to inbound. Full court man pressure by Piggott. Whistle blows. Arms with it. Works into Strong. Strong into trap. Gets it back to Keaton. Keaton ahead to Jimmy. Jimmy across the timeline. Burchett now going to be fouled.
Get it out of his hands if we can.
Burchett fouled by Zach Amonette. Burchett's been pretty good from the free throw line. He missed his last, but he hit the two prior to that.
Right. He's 2-for-3 on the night, Daniel. I think he'll have just bonus or two shots.
This is the front end of a 1-and-1. It's away.
And good. Good job, Jimmy.
High pressure shot made by Jimmy Burchett. 44-40, two possession game. Clay County in front. 38.8 left. Burchett misses the second. Wattenberger with the rebound. He's across the timeline. Sets it left wing. Spivey working against him. Jeff going to be called for the foul. Spivey just lost his footing a little bit and went to the floor. Jeff picks up what's going to be his third personal. Wattenberger goes to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-and-1. Both teams with 9 team fouls. It'll be double bonus next time. Shots away and good. 41-44. Clay County up by three. 33.9 seconds on the clock. Wattenberger earns the right to shoot another. It's away. No good. Knocked up.
Oh, no. You can no. 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 No.
Ball was in position. Lowhorn reaches over the top of his back, fouls him, but they give Piggott County the ball. Piggott County on the inbound. 33.9. They work it in. Zach Amonette got his baseline, gets to the hoop and scores. 44-43. Clock ticking. 25 seconds and running. Arms on the inbound. Gets to Spivey. Spivey to Silk. Silk across the timeline. Foul by Copeland.
That's a terrible call, guys.
It was, but it is over and done.
44-43.
Clay in front by one. We see Silk at the line to shoot two. Double bonus now. I threw my pen somewhere. I can't find it.
It went by me, I think, Daniel.
Silk hasn't shot a free throw tonight. Not many shots at all, if you remember. He's been on the bench quite a bit. This could be a tough one.
Knocks it down. 45-43. Next one's a big one. We need that three-point lead.
Right.
22 seconds left. Clay up by two, 45-43. Seconds away, no good. Rebounded by Keaton Arms. Arms gives it back to Silk. Silk kicks to Strong. 15 seconds on the clock. Strong going to be fouled. Grant's going to go to the line to shoot two. 14.6
What a
seconds.
Job on the board. What a job.
14.6 seconds on the clock. Clay County up 45-43. Grant Strong with an opportunity to make this.
That's five on him.
A two-possession game. Slade Copeland fouls out. He played real hard tonight. Did a good job for his squad. Heath Wattenbarger, the freshman, checks in. Strong at the line. First one's away. No
oh,
good.
Man.
43-45. Strong and I have the opportunity to shoot another one. 14.6 seconds on the clock. Second one's away. Good. Three-point game. Timeout taken by Clay County. We're going to take a break to play an ad. 14.6 seconds left in the contest. 46-43. Clay leads by three. Pickett County with the ball.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. Insert number C-0026.
Back here live, 14.6 left, District 6A title game. Clay County up by 3, 46-43. Pickett with the ball. They inbound from the Clay County baseline. Got to go full court with it. They work into Will Aminette. 12 seconds. He's across the timeline. Will with it. Kicks to Zach. Zach at left wing. 8 seconds. Zach in the left corner. Gives back to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger going to be... A timeout taken. Last timeout for Pickett. Wattenbarger almost traveled, but head coach Joseph Aminette able to get the timeout call. 4.6 seconds on the clock. Now, coach, they will inbound from in front of their bench. Is that right? So Pickett's got the ball, going to be inbounded in their front court from in front of their bench. Plenty of time. They can run anything in this amount of time, 4.6.
That's right. You know, if you want to, let them catch it in the paint. You know, guard everything out top. Let them throw it over the top into the paint for a two-pointer. Like Coach said, do not foul here no matter what. But guard the arc. Take away the inbounds pass. That's right. But you're probably going to see Aminette starting on the far side of the court, maybe run around or be the inbound man. Throw it in and get it back for the three. What I'd say I'd try to do if I was Aminette, but if you're Clay County, let them have the paint right here.
4.6 seconds. Timeout is over. Will Aminette going to inbound from in front of his teammates sitting behind him on the Pickett County bench. Clay County up by 3, 46-43. Jimmy Burchett denies the inbound opportunity. They lob it into Wattenbarger. Three-pointer right corner is good. We're going to go to overtime in Mitchell. Four quarters, simply not enough, winning the District 6A Championship. At the end of regulation, it is 46-46, and the Pickett County fans are getting their money's worth. They're up applauding it, and I don't blame them. What a classic play, a great shot.
You can't draw it up any better right there. Wattenbarger on the near side ran the baseline. They threw a cross-court pass. Right, but still, cross-court pass. He got lost on the baseline, went to the other side. This is a great play.
It was.
An even better shot.
46-46, the score at the end of regulation. They'll have a four-minute overtime. Timeouts at the end of regulation. Pickett County was out of them. Clay County had one remaining, I believe. So we get two new ones, Coach? I'm not sure. So that's going to reset. Now, Slade Copeland has fouled out for Pickett County. Concerning the Clay County fouls, I could be wrong on these numbers. I show Gunner Silk with four, Jeff Spivey with three, Eli Smith with two, Jimmy Burchett with two, and Grant Strong with two, Keaton Arms with one. So Silk, the only Bulldog who's in trouble concerning fouls. Grant Strong going to step in to tip off this four-minute overtime, perhaps the first of more than one. Pickett County exits their bench. It's going to be freshman Heath Wadenbarger stepping in to jump for ball with Strong. 46-46, a low-scoring game for these two high-powered offensive teams. The official steps in, balls up. Strong controls the tip, knocks it to Gunner Silk. Silk hands off to Strong, and this overtime's underway. Grant with it, drives the left side of the lane, gets to the hoop, shots up, good. Clay County up by two, 48-46. Will Amonette with the ball in the backcourt, comes across the timeline. He's picked up there by Jimmy Burchett. Will kicks out to his brother, Zach. Zach Amonette goes to Wattenberger. The younger of the two. We've got the Amonette brothers and the Wattenberger brothers on the floor for Pickett, joined by Caleb Lohorn. A shot missed by Zach Amonette. Rebound, Grant Strong. 3:15 mark, overtime. Three-pointer taken. No good. Strong was a little off on the shot. Arms hustling for the rebound. Simply could not get to the ball. He ricocheted hard off the goal. He didn't have time to get there. Pickett County takes back over. Chance
to tie.
Need
another good defensive stand.
Keaton Arms hustling, got the bum wheel that's still going, guys. Everybody out on this floor is giving it all they got.
Will Amonette, left wing, defended by Burchett, kicks to Wattenberger, top of the key. Wattenberger defended by Spivey, 2:55 here in overtime. Clay leads by two. Wattenberger, right elbow, kicks out to Zach Amonette. He drives into the paint, shot up, no good, rebound Strong. Grant Strong with it. 2:40 left in overtime. Dogs up by two. Everybody wants them to slow down. Grant does so. Crosses the timeline. Coach Edwards up saying, slow down, guys. And here we go. It's Strong against Wattenberger. Wattenberger had a little contact. No whistles blow, though. Strong kicks it to Burchett in the paint. Jimmy circles back out with it. 2:22 on the clock. Now Burchett arms over to the heavy score.
Good pass. Great job, Jimmy Burchett.
Keaton Arms adding 2 points off a brilliant Jimmy Burchett assist. 2:10 left in the contest, or in overtime, I'm sorry. Clay County up by four. Wattenberger misses a jump shot. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline. He's fouled by Will Amonette. So we'll see Strong go to the line to shoot two for the double bonus. Will Amonette picks up his second foul of the contest. Clay County with momentum here. Hunter Wattenberger down in the backcourt appears to be hurt. You hate to see that. He comes over to the Pickett County bench. Looked like perhaps an ankle injury. I'm not sure. The young man's played great tonight. I hate to see him
perhaps
injured.
Yeah, you hate to see that at any time. But you know, there's something there a lot of fans don't understand. Unless he is in immediate danger, you can't stop the play as long as the offense is keep attempting to score.
Yeah, and I don't even know that anybody realized that he was down. Strong is at the line to shoot two. We see Spivey and Silk come back to check on Wattenberger. Strong hits the first of his two free throws, making it a five-point game, 51-46. 2 minutes left in overtime. Strong's second one's also good. 52-46, six-point lead.
Another defensive stand.
Pickett County with the ball. Heath Wattenberger, top of the key. Kicks to Will Amonette. Will with it now. Works against Burchett. Into the paint. Has it through. Keith Arms. A wide open layup opportunity. Gets all the way down the floor. Has 2 more points. Clay County with a swing here. And they're up by 8 in overtime. Lohorn to the other end. He misses his layup opportunity. Rebound Gunner Silk. Taken away by Will Amonette. Then taken away by Strong. Strong out and past the seal. 2 more points for Clay County.
Come on, Bulldogs!
Minute 20 left in overtime. 10-point swing. Clay County up 56-46. Zach Emmanuel, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong.
Another rebound by Grant Strong. Folks, this one's about over with, I believe.
Strong going to come across the timeline. 1 minute left in the contest. Piggott County has, it appears Piggott County has conceded this game. They're not pressuring the ball.
No, I think they've decided, you know, hey, it's over with.
Wattenbarger clearly hurting. That's Hunter Wattenbarger. He comes up almost with a steal, though. Now they pressure it. Ball knocked out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. What a tremendous effort by junior Hunter Wattenbarger. He's clearly in pain, still out there playing. Just a great demonstration of courage by the young man.
Yeah, not just him. Keaton Arms also playing hurt.
Guys, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Looked like we'd just been waiting all night to explode.
And we
you
did.
Know, they had us compressed, and then we exploded on them.
I think Coach Edwards probably took a time out here, Daniel, kind of calming things down.
I know Grant's gutted. I mean, he's tired. And, well, they're all tired, guys. Well, they played that extra half a quarter. And emotionally, they have to be worn out right now.
46.6 seconds left in overtime. Clay County up by 10. We're going to slip in one ad and come back.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Clay County on the inbound, Strong with it. 38 seconds and ticking here in overtime. Piggott County is pressuring the ball, but they're not fouling, though. And finally, a foul call. 30.7 seconds left here. Clay County up by 10, 56-46. Folks, if you're just joining the broadcast late, you missed the great first half, and I'm going to tell you like it was. Piggott County won three quarters of this ball game. Thomas, what was the score at the end of three?
In the three, we were down 10, Daniel, 34-24.
So they did. Credit Clay County with a great comeback as Strong misses the second of his free throws. He hit the first, making an 11-point game, 57-46. Piggott with the rebound. Zach Emmanuel, top of the key, fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Anderson in the paint. His putback no good. Rebounded this time by Strong. Foul called. Strong going to walk to the other end and shoot two. 15.6 seconds here in overtime. 11 points lead for Clay County. So this one is all but over. Like I was saying, into the third, as Thomas just mentioned, 10-point lead for the Bobcats. Piggott County came into Joe Sims' gym tonight, and they brought their A game.
They had a great game plan. That game plan we're going to see a whole lot of.
Exactly. And this won't be the last time these teams meet, likely. Very well could be that they meet in the Region 3A championship. We'll have to see. Strong misses the first of his two free throws there. Second one's away. It's good. 12 points the lead. So Clay County going to go on and be District 6A champs. Their 12th district title in the last 18 years under Coach Edwards. They won their first in 2004, and they're going to win another tonight.
What a game.
Buzzer sounds, overtime ends. Credit Piggott County, credit Clay County. Two great teams, a great ball game. It took overtime to get it done. Final score, Bulldogs 58. Bobcats 46. We're going to play some ads, come back into the Farm Bureau postgame show. We'll hear the District 6A tournament superlatives announced. So stay with us here, folks.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181 Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Wheaton, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network, the District 6A Championship Trophy right now being awarded to Clay County Senior Gunner Silk. Out there receiving it along with Grant Strong and the rest of the team. Piggott County were just awarded the runner-up trophy. Clay County's boys do win this District 6A title, and they move to 23-2 on the year with their win tonight. We're going to go ahead and enter what we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up that's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. They're about to announce these district performers here in a minute, so we're going to bring that to you, then go into breaking down the game. Coach?
Guys, I saw a very neat thing then. Grant rushed up there to get the trophy so he could hand it to Gunner. Now, guys, I mean,
yeah,
man, that tells you something, doesn't it?
Pretty good stuff. Lone senior on this team.
Yes, sir. Ever, he wanted to make sure that he gave it to
right,
him.
Every player on here respects the work ethic and the heart of Gunner Silk, and tough game for him tonight.
Sure.
You know, got in foul trouble.
Absolutely.
And I had to ride the pine. That's not
with
something.
The load of the fouls, did a tremendous job out there.
He did. And, you know, I don't know where you start on trying to talk about this game. You know, we talk about epic contests, instant classics, whatever you want to call it. This is one of them, guys, and everybody involved played very well.
Jimmy Burchett being awarded a spot
yes, sir,
on the All-District team, and the young man very deserving of it. All-District tournament team sophomore Jimmy Burchett, a reserve for the Bulldogs, played huge tonight. Gets a standing ovation from most of the Clay County crowd. I'm sure we'll see a Bobcat come out next, being announced. They did this last night in Clark Range. Gonna do Clay County again. Pete Norms joins the district all-tournament team. We will go back and rehash this contest once the superlatives are named here, folks. Hunter Wattenbarger for Pickett County going out and joining the all-tournament team. I assumed that during the consolation game between Monterey and Jackson, a few of their players also being named to the squad.
I'd say you're right.
Jess Bobby going out to receive his all-tournament plaque.
And those two went at it all night, Wattenbarger and Spivey.
Will Allenette now being named to the all-tournament team. Just such a great squad between these guys. Imagine a team of the young men you're fixing to see standing out there together from these two squads. Just an all-star team. Gunner Silk joining his teammates on the floor. You know Zach Aminette will join the group next. His name is called the junior shooting guard goes out.
And Aminette had a great game tonight. You know, we saw him get some looks that he hadn't gotten in quite some time. He ended up with 18 points tonight. Played well.
Greg Strong now being named the district 6A MVP, and what a good performance and a good game for him. He goes out and receives this trophy. So we'll now go ahead with those superlatives wrapped up and go into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Slow start for this one, Thomas. We talked about how Pickett County were the aggressors. Pickett County won three-quarters of the game.
And they did it with their defense, Daniel. Great game plan from Coach Joseph Aminette. The defensive alignment that he had going, he was taking one guy and leaving him in the paint, backing off of Eli Smith and Jimmy Burchett, and doubling whoever entered the paint, and then you had that one guy backing it up. I don't know what you call it, Coach, but it's impressive.
I think it's dog team on Grant.
Well, it was. You're right. It was. And basically what it did, it held Clay County to under 30 points through three quarters of this ballgame. They only had six in the first, 12 in the second, and then six in the third quarter. You know, this is a team that's averaging, I'm going to say, well, they almost got there, probably 60, 70 points a game. We ended up getting there in the end, but it took overtime to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Grant's averaging 31.7, and the other guys add about 30 in
there. Yeah, I'd say about 70. So it was 12-6 Pickett County at the end of the first quarter. And then Clay County went to work. They ripped off a 9-0 run to start the second quarter, went up by 3, 15-12, and then it kind of got away from them again. To the point where at the end of the third quarter, Pickett County was up by 10, 34-24. It was actually worse than that. It was a 13-point ball game. Jeff Spivey hit his first three-pointer, scored his first points of the game right before the buzzer in that third quarter to cut it to 10. And it looked bleak, Coach.
Right, you know, it's kind of open. You could see just a little glimpse of light through that door when he did that. You thought, you know, hey, something good maybe fixing to happen.
That was big. Strong was on the bench at that point in time. We needed somebody to step up. Spivey did it, hit the three. I said during the break between the third and fourth quarters, I like this. I'm glad we're down by 10. This is going to be a test for us. We responded.
We did, and we responded in a big way. In the fourth quarter, Clay County outscored Pickett County 22-12. You know, they got up by as many, I think it was about an eight-point lead at one time, wasn't it? Six or eight. And then Pickett County chipped away at it at the end of regulation and did a good job with under a minute to go, if you'll remember. Coach Aminette did a great job conserving time and calling timeouts at the right time. They hit a big shot at the end. Wattenbarger tied it to send it into overtime. But we know what happened after that. Pickett County didn't score, and Clay County.
That's a momentum starter when you do something like that. It scares you going into that overtime because, you know, you had it won, and you let them come back and get a shot at you, and now that they're up and you're kind of down, you know, hey, we ought to already be out of here and done, gone home, get the britches on.
That's true.
Right, but it was Grant Strong that brought Clay County back. And guys, he had 10 points through three quarters, ended the game with 30. Had 20 in the fourth quarter in overtime. That's what's got to happen. When your team's down, your best player's got to take over, and Grant Strong took over this ball game on the offensive end. I think he scored 13 or 15 straight there at one time to flip this ball game, give Clay County the lead. And then it was the rest of the team. We saw what Jimmy Burchett did. We saw what Keaton Arms did, Jeff Spivey, all these guys making big play after big play, didn't they, Coach?
Yes, they did. You got a total on Grant's rebounds tonight.
We don't keep up with rebounds, but I guarantee you it's a double-double.
Absolutely. It might be a triple. Yeah. He might have, I don't know where he had enough assists.
It could be. We'll have to talk about that in the next broadcast.
Yeah.
But,
folks, we'll go ahead.
58-46 was the final.
That does wrap up the portion we call the Ego Panels Bulldog Wrap-Up. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Blog Homes in Hermitage Springs. We'll transition now here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show into announcing the TDS top performer from tonight's games. There's a lot of them. You know, Jimmy Burchett, the dark horse, played good defense. We saw great things out of Spivey at big times. But as you talked about, Thomas, down that stretch, we were trailing by 10. Coming out in the fourth quarter, Strong took over.
He did, Daniel, and he did it by clearing out and going one-on-one and realizing if he went all the way to the hoop, he had three or four guys on him. So he pulled up at the elbow. He scored 13 points for Clay County straight. And if you remember, two dagger three-pointers at that point, you guys, that actually gave us – tied the ball game, and then Strong gave us the lead 39-37 with 2 minutes left in regulation. And then Burchett got a steal. We went up by four with 1:21 to play. And then Spivey had another one there. We went up 43-37. And it was all about Grant Strong giving us that kick start, guys. He was frustrated in that first half.
Yes,
only 7 points in the first half. We saw him get the technical. He wasn't getting the calls he normally gets on contact, and that's what it got him frustrated.
Yeah.
But he kept it in check. Instead of using it and getting out of control, he kept it in check. He played cold and calculated, and it paid off and won this ball game for Clay County.
And I think the way he did it, the technical is not good, but I think the way he did it, I mean, I don't think the official, I think maybe it maybe gained a little respect from him because, you know, they thought, you know, hey, maybe he may have a legitimate grind.
Well, he got the calls after that, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
He went to the free throw line. Let me count them up here. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I think he went to the free throw line 12 times in the fourth quarter in overtime, guys. So, you know, just great players do great things in big-time moments, and Grant Strong did that tonight.
And honestly, perhaps to this point in his career,
doing great. How
that
are you?
Probably was
hey
the
guys,
defining moment up to this point.
I think
the biggest game, his team
was
down.
It was.
And he came up and took over in a postseason atmosphere here. A lot of growth there tonight. Did something tonight we hadn't seen him do. Yeah, we've seen him do it when it didn't matter. Regular season games, non-conference games. This one mattered tonight. And he was as good as ever.
He was. And, you know, you just can't say enough about he's definitely one of the top three players. We'll find out here in a couple of weeks if he's the best in Class A.
That is the TDS top performer, and it was Grant Strong. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Clay County Bulldogs, the District 6A champs, 23-2 on the year. They will be back in action Saturday night here at Joe Sims Gym. I believe it will be against Richard Hardy Memorial, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be the 4 seed out of District 5. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off for that region quarterfinal. The Lady Dogs are in action here tomorrow night. They moved that tip-off time forward to 6 o'clock. They'll be playing South Pittsburgh, the Lady Pirates from down in southeast Tennessee in their region quarterfinal. So everything from this point, unless you can get to that coveted region championship game, is winners go on, losers go home, elimination basketball. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign off.
This is a great game.
Looking forward to the next one now.
Yeah, this proud to be a part of it. I want to thank our sponsors again for letting us be on the air here. What a pleasure it's been.
Congrats to our girls. Congrats to our boys. I mean, great seasons for both of them again, and they're both poised in good position to advance on. So good luck to them from here, and hopefully we get to call a couple more games.
Absolutely.
Maybe a whole bunch more.
That's right. Folks, for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.